I'm 87 years old.
And you wouldn't know it.
And I wouldn't know it. And are you editing this?
I will edit, yes.
Oh, good. And I've just run the London Marathon as the oldest man running this year, and I was the oldest man in 2016 as well. I feel about, I suppose, about 65, 60, something like that. I started running when I was 53 in 1983, and that was my first London Marathon that year. And I hadn't run anything before that, not even 10Ks or anything. I just started running, and I thought, I'm going to be a bit mad and do the London Marathon. And I did it, and I did it in 5 hours 15.
And what made you just decide to start running?
I saw the advert on the radio or something, and it said, if you want to enter the London Marathon, you've got to get your entry form in today, a particular day. It was a Saturday. And you had to go up to the Trustee Savings Bank, I think it was, and get a form. So I said to my missus, I said, I'm going to go and do the London Marathon. I'm going to go and get a form. So I ran up to Staines, up to the Staines at town, got the form, nearly collapsed when I went in the door. But anyway, I got the form, entered, managed to get in, and that was it. So I had to do it then because I got the form, and I think there was about 15,000 runners that year. So it was quite good.
And how much training would you say you need to put in order to run a marathon?
Well, this year for the run, the marathon, I couldn't do as much running as I wanted to because earlier in the year, or 18 months earlier, I had a slight stroke. So I had to take it a bit careful. So I only did about 5-10 mile runs a week. And that's all I did.
Just 5 or 10 miles a week. That's, you know.
Five times 10 miles. But I didn't do any more than 10 miles because it just took so much out of me that I needed to rest a couple of days if I did more. So that was my theory. I thought, well, if I can do 10 miles, I can do 26 on the day, struggle around.
And how many hours did you do it in?
I did it in 8 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow.
I think.
How did you find the weather? Because a lot of people.
Fantastic.
Did you like it? Because a lot of people I know have taken part. So, oh, it was awful.
No, I like it. I like it warm because I'm always, when I'm running, if it's cold, it takes me energy and I can't do it. And so it's easier to, if you're hot, to get cool rather than if you're cold to get warm, because I wasn't running fast enough to get warm. So the year before, when 2016, it was very cold and I really suffered. I suffered more that year than I did this year because it was cold. And halfway round, the charity gave me a jacket to put on because I was shivering and all I was running and jogging and walking, but I just couldn't get warm, so that got me round. But if it was cold like that this year, I don't think I would have done it. I don't think I'd have had the stamina.
So,
but luckily,
the million-dollar question, are you gearing up for next year's marathon?
No, I'm going up there because my granddaughter's going to do it next year. And she did it with me a couple of years before. And when she was 18, she did it with me. And but she's going to do it. She's entered this year for next year, so we hope she gets in. And if not, we do it for charity or something. We're getting somehow.